Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hear ye, hear ye. Derrick Henry is still the king, RB1, maybe even RB2, but he's up there. He's not on this week's slate, though, and that is sad. However, we're back this week. Chalktober is over. What does November have in store? Well, some interesting games. Trade deadline just passed, and yours truly just got recognized at my local workout facility. All that and more coming up next on the Swolecast.
Please don't dupe me, bro.
I'm begging you, don't dupe me, bro.
It's the poop narrative.
Pigeon's been waiting to say those words.
No.
For 5 years.
No. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Swolecast here on RotoGrinders.com. I'm David Kitchen, a.k.a. Soccer Dave. with me, Mr. Total 05. And Gasper, we have Peter Overzet, a.k.a. Peter Overzet, and Davis Matic, a.k.a. Davis Matic. Guys, how's it going today?
Beautiful. It's good to have you back, Dave. The show just wasn't the same without you last week. Yeah. I ventured into the comments section, and everyone said it just wasn't on par with what they normally want. They said we talked about football far too much. They missed you doing the cold open. I mean, it's good to have you back.
Yeah. Oh, it's good to be back. It's good to be back and laughing with you guys. The Swolecast, like, people don't believe it because of, you know, how awesome the show is and just the production quality. But I don't get paid for doing this show. I don't get paid anything extra for doing this show. I do it out of the goodness of my heart. And also any sort of budget was just sapped by Davis and Peter. So, you know, we do what we can, but it really is a fun time. And the great news is that not doing any research, being the only first look show in the, you know, being a part of this show, that actually has made things a lot easier for as well.
For you? I mean, I think you get what you pay for, that you don't get paid for the show. You don't do any research. You know, we get paid. We actually do a little research for the show.
We know the teams playing on the slate other than the Titans.
Titans are not playing on this week's slate.
What a bummer we don't have Chiefs Titans on the main slate for you to try and talk people into playing Derrick Henry at Arrowhead.
This week is going to be bad, especially
how did you get Derrick Henry in cash last week? I mean, what permutations to your roster did you have to do?
It was like a Swolecast mix. You know, I did cash. I was right on the bubble. But my tight end, I had to go really cheap.
So you played Tanner Hudson?
It was Noah Fant who I played. And
send Soccer Dave your games, people. Don't send me your games. You're passing up Soccer Bucks.
People were like, send Soccer Dave your games. Noah Fant, and we're like yelling at Davis about the Tanner Hudson.
Wiggins and TJ were acting like Noah Fant was like week three Tyler Higbee. Like he was just a lock.
Oh, I didn't see that. I just know that tight end has been just an absolute like desolate area for DFS lineups this week. So it's just like pick a low cost guy.
That's why I was trying to play Tanner Hudson in cash last week.
Did you?
No, I played Moreau like everyone else did, but I was going to be totally comfortable playing Hudson.
And then I actually had a pretty good lineup in the Wildcat, but did not have DJ Moore. And so DJ Moore, of course, was in my cash lineup. So there were mixed feelings there. This is why I always just want to put my cash lineup in the in the Wildcat so that I can just celebrate whenever he scores a touchdown.
Not financial advice, everyone. This is not financial advice.
I was thinking about this, and this dovetails with something. You know how Kitchen's whole thing this offseason with best ball was live a little. Don't be anchored to ADP. Go get your guys. Your DFS philosophy is the exact opposite. Galaxy braining is the live a little of DFS. That's the play whoever you want. You're just huge to the projections, to the ownership. You're not living a little.
This is exactly what, if you go back and look at the tape, this is exactly what I told Davis, is that he acting like you could only draft a certain range of guys in that one little round. You can only do this. Then it's like, it was the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite of like trying to win a GPP in DFS. I made this point multiple times. Davis tried to max out his salary at 50K every week in his best ball contest. So
I don't know if that's right.
I mean, that happened.
All right.
It is 100% the right analogy. And if Tuttle had any sort of interest in best ball, he would be on my team on this.
Guaranteed Tuttle, if he grinded best ball, would play the way I play, not the way you play. Guarantee it.
I did do
Tuttle,
one
which
draft.
Way would you have played?
I don't know. Probably Davis's way, though. I wasn't following anything you guys were saying. was not of interest to me.
UCL, dude, UCL locked already. You got nothing else to be paying attention to?
No, 9 minutes. All right. Because of the time change. I always know the useful thing about playing soccer DFS is that you get a week's notice of when
daylight savings time is coming. Yeah, because they go a week before us. All right, Dave, let's hear the story.
Well, I want to hear your story first. You said, like, people don't know that you actually got recognized this weekend.
So I was at a wedding. One of my wife's friends got married, and a couple of the guys in the groomsmen party are fans. They watch this program.
So did they know you were going to be at the wedding?
No, I'd never met. A couple of them I had met before. A couple of the groomsmen I had met before, but they don't play fantasy football. But then some of the other ones are big, I mean, you know, they grind, they're out there. And like a guy came up to me and was like, are you Davis Maddock from the Swolecast? And I was like, yep, that's me. And then we basically spent like the next 3 hours talking about like, you know, optimizers and solvers and like, you know, Jamal Williams at 40% shit. It was a good time.
You found your people at the wedding. Like, I'm good. I found my person. So, you didn't want to take a picture with them?
No. Hmm. I don't
even know if that story is true.
This is what I'm curious about, because this, so Davis is more like me. This is basically like my worst nightmare, is the very small chance that somebody comes up to me and starts talking to me.
Yeah, it wasn't, this like, was not, I wasn't, nightmare. I didn't like want to make it like a whole big thing and like,
oh, you immediately snap posted in our chat that someone knew you.
You posted it in the Deposit Kingdom Discord too.
I posted it to 30 people. I very easily could have tweeted it. I didn't want it to become a whole big thing. And obviously, all the girls at the wedding were like super annoyed. Like my wife and her friends were like, "Oh my god, are you guys literally going to talk about fantasy football for the entirety of dinner? Like, please stop." And so I wasn't trying to like make it like a whole big group atmosphere thing.
Well, let
me tell you. I don't like to take pictures because I'm so short.
Well, that's it's all about the angles, right? You should do it sitting down. So anyways, yeah, so yesterday, you know, I drop the girls off at school, go into local Planet Fitness. If I'm being honest, it had been a few weeks since I'd been at this Planet Fitness, all right? So literally first machine I get on, and this guy goes, Soccer Dave, right? And like you would have thought that I had just won $1 million.
Yeah, you won the Powerball.
Dave's like first instinct is I must have left my lights on the car in the parking lot.
So I just start laughing. This is JJ Wu Train on the screen right now. So yeah, we just start talking. He, you know, he said that he had moved here a few years ago from Illinois, and that like at when he moved, he was like, I think this is where Soccer Dave lives. So naturally, you know, I tell my wife this, and she's like, you don't think that he moved here because of you, right? I'm like, well, it might be, you know. So there's Woo Woo J Train there. So yeah, that was I just started laughing as soon as he said Soccer Dave, right? I just started laughing because I'm like, yes, that is me, and we're taking a picture right now. And his response was, oh, Davis is gonna hate this.
No,
so he like
no.
You
getting recognized at a Planet Fitness, the only other better place it could happen would be if you went through Dairy Queen and there was a worker at Dairy Queen who recognized you. That's the only thing that could make it any better.
So you couldn't have started off my day any better than a workout / someone knows me in that gym.
What are the odds Dave found a guy on Craigslist to pose with him?
that's within the range of outcomes.
Yeah.
And then paid a guy on Fiverr to come comment and chat.
I would be surprised if out of frame Dave was actually wearing a shirt that says, come ask me if I'm soccer
come
Dave.
Ask me if I'm soccer Dave. Ask me about my YouTube show, # road to 10K.
I mean, we were getting some side eye glances then, like, who is this guy? If someone knows him.
is this a famous guy at our gym?
Yeah.
What do you guys think if people were wondering if Kitchen was famous and they were observing, what do you think Kitchen was famous for? Like that
food,
he appeared on like
cooking show.
Food review YouTuber. Food review YouTuber, 100%.
All right. One Overzet's overview. Everyone knows the rules. Peter, go ahead and start us off on the slate.
All right, let's do this. All right. In week 8, the Swolecast Modelo $5 Fight to the Top series lineup scored 197.04 points, which was more points than I had in my main GPP lineup for what appears to be like the 8th week in a row. It would have earned a 1.5x min cash in the SPY instead of a Rainmakers pack with a Mitch Trubisky rare moment like I won. Kitchen victory.
You didn't like your airdrop, dude?
Jesus. Kitchen victory victory lap Derrick Henry running all over the worst rush defense in football and begged a Swolecast viewer to take a selfie with him at the gym. We had a flurry of trades go down yesterday, although not a single one involved Albert O, which is honestly probably for the best with Davis's Greg Dulcich turncoat psyops mission. We're on to week 9, where Chalktober is finally mercifully over and GPP Brovember can begin. This looks like a truly disgusting slate. The Bills have a 30-point implied team total against the Jets, and then the other two best games involve the broken shell of a man that is Aaron Rodgers and a Chargers team that will be heavily featuring someone named Michael Bandy. The QB slate this week is so gross and similar to last week. Josh Allen is our generation's Jalen Hurts. Rodgers is this week's Tua, and Marcus Mariota is this week's Marcus Mariota. At running back, we see who has the stones to go back to Josh Jacobs. We have Travis Etienne, Ramondre, and Kenneth Walker all as too cheap of values. And we have Austin Eckler back on the main slate. He safely projects to catch 32 balls. At wide receiver, it's pretty wide open. Still no value on the slate. We now have a sub 5K Drake London. And don't think ARSB is going to be sneaky at 6,600 just because he's had a few down weeks. I don't get paid enough to do this Overzet overview to discuss the tight end position, but for the cash game grinders, I'll give you a peek into your future. You'll get too scared to play a punt play Detroit tight end, and instead you will play Tyler Higbee. Dave,
no,
back to you.
No, I won't. I will not. I want it on the record right now. If I flip Tyler Higbee over on Sunday, I am a fraud. I am a real fraud if I capitulate and don't just play Brock Wright.
Noah Fant and potential negative game script. That's your tight end play.
No, I'm playing.
Isn't James Mitchell way more your brand?
James Mitchell is Taysom. He had 5 rushing touchdowns as a freshman at Virginia Tech. He was like a wildcat quarterback in high school.
So he's like Logan Thomas, exactly, yes. Right? Because Virginia yes. Tech didn't.
Yeah. Literally, can I give since Silva is trying to take shots at us on his podcast this week, I want to tell a very funny Silva anecdote. So I get a tag in the ETR Discord last night, and I see Silva has tagged the entire server to hype up a James Mitchell alert. He thought he was in the Dynasty thread, but instead he tagged the entire server to tell people in deep Dynasty leagues they should add James Mitchell.
Okay, I need to hear this one from you because I'm not a big Discord guy, but what's the proper Discord etiquette for tagging the whole channel? Because I hate the
it's got to be something.
You should literally never do it. You should never do it unless you are about to make someone money. Like, unless there's like an ARB spot or a book posted the wrong line, you should never at everyone.
It depends on what the Discord channel is used for.
Well, what you should really do is you should have a role that say anyone who's opting into like Dino Alerts opts into this role, and then Silva could tag you when you need to make a deep Dynasty ad for
you need to add
Silva for James Mitchell.
Silva in a Discord is something that I never thought would have happened. Like, well, this guy, I'll never forget after being paid by every single fantasy site that existed back in 2015 or 16, he said,
I'm gonna get a Chromebook.
Yeah, he could not run any sort of video software. So he said, I'm gonna pony up for a new laptop. And he comes back with a Chromebook that's on sale. They could literally just run one program.
It's beautiful.
Poor guy.
Absolutely beautiful.
All right.
We can talk about quarterback.
Yeah, so I noticed you went straight to Aaron Rodgers, and you did not mention Geno versus Kyler Murray. In the
Geno probably ends up being the chalky guy, I would imagine, with Metcalf back at full health.
No, man, I'm telling you, people in their Arizona Cardinals against wide receivers, the flowchart bros will be out.
What did Jefferson do last week? Like 9 for 100?
I'm telling you, though, people are constantly looking for excuses not to play Geno.
I personally was looking for an excuse to drop him from our joint main event team last week.
You did drop him, and I was mad about that, Davis.
Hey, dude, we got Ronnie Rivers. It was fine.
I log into the account. I'm like, Davis, why are you dropping Geno Smith?
I told everyone I was going to do it.
And I told you not to.
For Ronnie Rivers.
Well, dude, don't worry. We picked up Sam Ellinger to grind us out 8 points a quarterback.
We're the only team back in the main event with a Derrick Henry, Justin Jefferson team. We're fine.
I think Kyren is in his activated 21-day practice window. When he gets back, they are going to give that dude every touch at running back because Sean McVay hates Daryl Henderson.
I would alert the Discord on that one.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyren's almost back, guys.
Yeah. This is the big question. Is Detroit's defense so bad that Aaron Rodgers can get to 25 fantasy points? I am not interested in playing Aaron Rodgers.
It's just going to be all the Aaron Jones and AJ.
I was about to say, yeah.
They don't have any interest. He doesn't have the weapons is the other issue. I mean, you're running Sammy Watkins out there. What? He got how many snaps? 90% of the snaps less than he got.
No, one. He led them in wide receiver snaps behind Dobbs.
Yeah, 27 out of 37, it looks like, routes run last week, and he got one target. It was going to be the Christian Watson breakout game, and then
I got a
proposal to the guys. How owned is one Mr. Justin Fields going to be on DraftKings.com?
He's 5.3K. I don't hate it,
but here's the thing: I absolutely hate it at 10%. It's like the worst play at 10%, but at 4%, pretty good.
I think if we had Locke here in like 30 minutes, he wouldn't be used at all. I could see him getting major GPP bro steam by Sunday.
What about if we get the Claypool is going to be active and they've designed some red zone stuff for him? What if we get that
red zone Claypool is Claypool throwing the touchdown, so that would hurt
throwing it the end arounds or the throwing Jets it sweeps. throwing it to Justin Fields 7-point play for Fields.
There we go, I love it.
Fields in a negative game script. It just
those two things are redundant, Dave. You just say
Justin Fields builds his own negative game script. Here's the thing: he's got 35 rushing points in his last three games, and they're finally calling more than one design run for him per game. So this is the Ellinger Malik Willis thing that we just did a week ago, which is like, dude, if he grinds out 11 fantasy points as a passer, he could be that guy, and it's really easy what you do with him. You play him naked with Tyreek and Waddle if you are wanting to go in that direction.
Yeah, I did that last week with Sam Ellinger, and it worked out great.
I also did that with Ellinger and Willis on some teams. Here's the thing, though. The ownership on them last week was insane. The Tyreek and Waddle combined might get to 80% combined ownership on DraftKings.com this week.
I think it was maybe DK that did the top – their social media account, which is – man, they've been struggling lately, but they did the pictures of the top wide receiver duos or pass catching duos. And it's like, Waddle and Hill are like 1600 yards. And the next best, it might be, it's like 1100 or something, but they are so far above all the other receivers right now. And so, yeah, you want a piece of that action. Man,
I don't know. It's just like playing a stack that is 60% cumulatively owned. Just
yeah,
it's like, how do you win? Like, literally, how do you win under those circumstances? It just feels impossible.
Drafting guy in the fourth round, that's a fourth round draft pick, right?
What,
just not going outside of that scope,
just let it go, Dave.
No, literally. I have zero interest in Tom Brady against the Rams. I mean, that game feels like if there's going to be two safeties, a couple missed field goals, like maybe an 11-7 final. I mean, what is even the point of this Rams Buccaneers game?
Brady, Rodgers, Carr, like just hard pass on all the old white quarterbacks.
Any slate that doesn't have the Eagles and the Chiefs in it, it's like, literally, what's the point?
Why'd you have to add race into it, Dave?
Because Russ isn't on the site. So you can just say old.
Boomer.
Maybe Cousins. Maybe Cousins. Dotson comes back for the Washington football team. The Vikings have been top 10 team in pass rate over expectation. I can see that.
How about Trevor Lawrence versus Raiders team 5,200?
Just mega leverage off of the ETN chalk. You do Lawrence, Ingram, Kirk with Devontae Adams. I like that. That's actually a good angle.
Neither of you or no one has suggested Kyler Murray yet.
Yeah, Kyler's back. Yeah, turns out when you have one of the top receivers in the game, your offense goes a little bit better.
I'm worried about chalk in that game though. Like I'm worried that this just ends up being a bunch of 15% owned guys.
Is it though to the point where you can capture just basically all of the Kyler stuff through DeAndre? I mean, if Rondell Moore isn't
Ron Dolly 7 for 92 and 1, baby.
I know. So that the tackling by the Vikings on that play was absurd.
It really was. I mean, here's the thing. If you loved Tua at 25% ownership last week, you're going to love Josh Allen at 35% ownership this week.
Do you think? I mean, to me, Josh Allen's closer to the Hurts stuff last week, where if you're trying to get in Josh Allen and Diggs or Gabe Davis, I mean, it chews through so much of your salary cap.
We got a bunch of cheap guys this week, though. A bunch of cheap running backs. What does Deion Jackson cost?
It's more like mid-price stuff. We don't have cheap stuff, man.
Not yet.
Yeah, it's all balanced stuff. But there's no one right now to really pay up for.
Well, it would be Josh Allen and Diggs, and like Garrett Wilson is the bring back.
The way things currently sit, it's Geno, right? Under 6K, that is gonna be chalk.
Yeah.
And he'll be the highest owned quarterback on the slate.
Yeah.
All right, let's do a DraftKings lineup. Where are we entering this, Peter?
This week we're going to do the 5K Hulu Plus Live Football Extravaganza.
I thought it was a Hulu Plus Plus Plus.
Just Hulu Plus Live Football Extravaganza there.
Gotcha. All right.
Who's going first?
Yeah, Peter, you can go first.
Wow, I get to go first. And there's so much pressure. Yeah. I mean, these Swolecast lineups really deliver week after week.
This could be just like such a vanilla type of balanced lineup. I want to see if you go crazy.
I'll take your vanilla. If it's so easy to build with these high price guys because there's so much value, let's put Swolecast back against the wall. Let's start with a Josh Allen dig stack and make it work.
There you go.
Chat absolutely cannot get a pick. We can't ruin it. We can't ruin our. We cannot.
Can the
ruin
chat
our...
get a pick? We already give Kitchen two picks. We can't afford.
That was good, Peter. That was really.
You know
good.
What? I would give my pick to one of my picks to the chat just because I'm a man of the people, and if I get recognized in public, I want those people to like be happy to see me instead of being like, oh. I got berated in the chat. Yes, Hulu does have live sports. All right. Josh Allen, Steph Diggs, and Tuttle, you're up.
Let's just bring it back.
Here. With
you're breaking up. The Chuggy Cheese Wi-Fi is struggling.
Wilson?
Just bringing it back with Garrett, yeah.
Nice.
All right,
Davis. Rest in peace, Elijah Moore. So I think that obviously the chalk is going to condense so hard on three guys this week, Etienne, Stevenson, and Walker. So I think you can literally pick any running back you want who is not any of those guys, and I think they are a pretty good play. I am going to select
Is Mixon not in that core group?
No, he's more expensive. I am going to select AJ Dillon.
Wow.
Mixon's $200 more expensive than ETN.
Okay. What do you want me to do with that information?
Can I ask you a question, Davis? Do you think Aaron Jones is going to be very popular this week?
Yes. Yeah. I think in my first round of projections, he's projecting for 21 points.
Yeah.
He just had a billion touches last week.
Yeah.
That's kind of the issue here is Dylan's been trending the wrong way.
But what are they
100% the wrong way?
Well, here's the thing. Either the Packers don't score any points against the Lions, which feels impossible, or Rodgers throws a ton, or Dylan has to get in on the action. Or I guess Aaron Jones gets 900 fantasy points. Maybe that happens. I don't know.
It feels like Aaron Jones has to get hurt for any sort of Dylan lineup to ship anything. Am I wrong here?
Here's the thing. If Dylan falls in for two touchdowns, is that enough?
Yeah.
Half point PPR site like DraftKings, I could see it.
All right, let's go. Let's just go Deion Jackson then. Let's just go Deion Jackson. Mm.
It's rare Davis gets bullied off of it.
I know.
You're literally not seeing with your third eye. And I don't normally Peter is able to understand, but his third eye is firmly closed right now.
I don't know if Aaron Jones is gonna end up with the ETN Ramondre Kenneth Walker. I don't know if he ends up being mega chalk.
I bet he's over 20% owned in the spy.
Okay. I just don't see.
So am I going to have to do?
I don't like Deion
swap.
Jackson pick though either. So it's
I don't know if I can do a global swap on Sunday on Deion Jackson here for everyone. That alert!
Oh my god!
All right, Davis, I'll let you think
kind
about
of rough
this.
Pick.
All right, you guys know who's a really good pick this week. Let's pick. You've never heard of him, Kenneth Walker. I heard he's
Love
pretty
that.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's just take
Love
Kenneth
that.
Walker.
All right, that's actually a pretty good pick.
Oh really my god!
I mean. If you're gonna take shitty picks, tight end or wide receiver is the point here, I think.
We might need to just toss Conklin in here and just pray that the Jets have a pulse.
Why don't we play James Mitchell?
I did get a Discord alert about him.
Imagine.
You guys heard of Brock Wright?
Let's not let Brock Wright versus James Mitchell tear apart this show, all right? There's good people on both sides.
Hunter Henry's only 3K against Indianapolis this week. All right, so are we putting in Conklin? Who are we putting in?
Well, it's your pick, David, right?
Okay, yeah. Well,
it's not because we need a run back. It's because we need to save money massively. Right. Conklin's one of the better values. Right.
Well, I'm going to pick Panthers a running defense.
I'm going to pick a running back that's not not being talked about, but is a big time leverage play for those who like to live a little. I called this guy a league winner back in July, and that pick is coming true. It's Raheem Mostert. If there is a week for Raheem Mostert to go off, it's this week. Davis, you're after picking Deion Jackson and AJ Dillon, you are rubbing your head. Why is that?
Well, they just traded for their starting running back this last week, so no. I'm wondering if maybe you caught that yesterday or not.
No, I think if it's going to happen, it's this week, right? Because like Jeff Wilson, like Chase Edmonds is out of the picture.
Yeah, he's probably going to have a hard time picking up Mike McDaniel's playbook. He's not going to have any familiarity with it.
Touche. I still think he is the clear number two guy.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I like this pick by Dave. I mean, we've seen it they're not going to give him a full workload the first week in the offense.
No, they're just going to give him. They're just going to give him carries. They're just going to give him goal line carries, and then
he's going to work the red zone package.
Congrats on your 13 carries between the 20s from Raheem Mostert. Maybe he can grind out 4 points.
I'll book Raheem Mostert versus AJ Dillon bets with you, Davis, alongside Dave.
No,
that's pretty close.
I have Mostert projected for more points.
Speaking of bets, Davis, I won our Noah Fant versus KDOT and Redux.
I looked at it. You did. You won by 4 yards. So I'll send you your. Do we want a triple down?
Sure. I'll allow a triple down.
Okay. Booked.
All right. So
hard guys tight end funnel, baby.
We've got Allen Diggs with the Wilson bring back, and then Walker and Mostert, the two league winners. Let's move.
This is horrible.
We need to save money.
I'm not playing Brother Raheem.
Yes, you are. You are. All right. Tuttle, you're up.
Okay, well, I'm just putting somebody else in Raheem's spot. I locked in Panthers D, cheapest viable defense to play.
Panthers could be.
We need cheap though still, huh? Let me see.
Jahan Dotson, 4,100.
Is he actually going to play this week? We tried to do that thing last week.
Do a little mini with Rondale Moore.
Rondale, yeah.
What is the status on Devontae Parker?
I think his injury was bad.
Let's go Tyquan then. Let's get some salary savings.
One. Tyquan did me real dirty last week.
That's why you keep martingaling a guy like Tyquan.
Is Tyquan Thornton our generation's Christian Kirk?
He really is.
All right, Peter.
Okay. What are we going to do at tight end? We just need to figure this out here.
James Mitchell.
Should we punt it off?
Of course.
This is choose your own adventure Lions tight end. Sure, put in James Mitchell. I mean, this is.
Oh, we got plenty of money, though.
We got actually space. Actually, we're putting in Kyle Pitts.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, I love it.
Let's live a little, right, fellas?
Let's live a little. This is kind of an alpha lineup. I'm liking how it's shaking out here.
And then we can play McLaurin in the flex.
Okay. You want McLaurin in the flex.
I mean, just whatever $5,900 guy you like.
Whose turn is it?
Davis's, I think.
It's my turn. Yeah. I want McLaurin.
All right. We're very 1 p.m. heavy team. Just Kenneth Walker, our late game chalk hammer. Be ready for global late swap if we're down in the Hulu. Plus live football extravaganza.
Correct.
Hulu does have live sports. All right. Let's move on to running back, because this week is interesting. Do you guys agree with Davis that that Mixon's not in the Stevenson, Etienne, Walker tier of running backs this week?
I agree in that he's not going to be rostered like those guys. He's by far the least sexy of those names.
Okay.
I mean, what about his profile is interesting to you? He's averaging 3.3 yards per carry. The offense looks horrible without Jamar Chase. I guess he did get targeted a bunch last week, but I don't know.
People like targets for the running backs, Davis, on DraftKings. So nine targets may not move the needle for you.
Are you expecting them to be down by double-digit points against the Carolina Panthers?
You know what? I wasn't expecting them to be down double-digit points to the Cleveland Browns.
Fair enough.
So is Cincinnati's offense just bad without Jamar?
Yes. Yeah.
I think it was bad. I think it was papered over anyway. You know, I mean, I'll play Mixon if he's sub 10% projected ownership, but I am not going to play him if he's projected as the fourth most owned running back of the slate.
I think he has a decent amount of cover. Etienne, Stevenson, Walker. People are going to play Josh Jacobs. People are going to get up to Austin Eckler. Aaron Jones. Oh, yeah.
People will jam Eckler if they have a way to.
Well, and I guess what's nice too is there's an additional bit of like the people are going to be playing the Panthers defense, so he's a little bit of leverage on that. I can see it.
He's a fine player.
Not really the guy I would have like led my strategy with for the week though, the way Soccer Dave seems to be going after him.
Well, the reason why I did is because like you said, there were clearly three guys. And I was looking at the blitz projections, and he is the highest value guy per the blitz right now. So that's
more than Mostert. More than Mostert. Shocking.
Is the blitz RG... still spitting out Kevin Rader? Is a
no before you dog the blitz. The I RG
love the
projections,
I love the blitz.
I mean, he just doesn't. He literally doesn't update until like later today.
Okay, so well, Mixon's kind of the third highest value guy on RG on our projections. So again,
that seems reasonable to me.
What do you guys think Cardi does early in the week here? What does Cardi do on a Monday and Tuesday?
Condition?
Just vibes. Yeah,
just vibes.
Cordarrelle is not going to be activated for this week, I don't think. He's in his 21-day practice window, but I don't think he's going to be back playing this week. I mean, he could be. I don't think he would be in line for full volume. I mean, really, I just am looking for someone to give me an answer for not Etienne, not Stevenson, and not Kenneth Walker.
All right, so let's play the game. What's Jonathan Taylor's status going to be this week?
Out. Not going to play.
So let's assume that he does not play. They already traded Nyheim Hines. Like, who do they have in the backfield?
Deion Jackson, Davis, who I just mentioned. Like,
right, and who else? And who else?
Philip Lindsay. It.
So Deion Jackson would be
probably what? the guy he was in his last start, like 13 carries, 5-6 targets.
Then he goes. I don't think
what's most likely to happen is JT continues to be active.
To just hop, just hobble around. Yeah. Moss is not going to be active this week. They will activate. They called up Jordan Wilkins from the practice squad to the 53. He will be active ahead of Zach Moss this week.
So you've got Walker. You got the elite running backs of Walker, Etienne, Mostert, Mixon, and Stevenson. And then underneath that tier, you've got potentially Devin Singletary and then Deion Jackson. Like, it feels like there's just a lot of different ways to go.
Man, if I'll tell you what, if Nyheim Hines is not active in this game, Singletary's got to be a really good play.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
I would say probably it's like 70, 30, like he's like, I don't know, minus 190 to be active or whatever. But if he's not, you got to feel.
He might just be a good play regardless.
Yeah. Yeah, just because he's, I mean, good spot, but also good leverage.
Do you know who, again, missed practice today? And I wouldn't be surprised to see held out based on Dan Campbell's comments would be DeAndre Swift.
Yeah.
And then you'd get Jamal Williams opening up at 5,900.
Here's the thing. His role doesn't really change. I mean, he's at the
down this path before?
This year, he's got a 4% target share. Justin Jackson gets targeted more than him. I mean, I think he's probably fine because all the goal, like they, like all the goal line work would go to him. But you got to expect. I mean,
I don't know.
You'd come around to him
by Sunday. You jam him in. Jamal Williams jammed, and then it'd be like, who do you play as the third?
Kenneth Walker is just simply too good. Walker is like the slipperiest running back I've ever seen in my life. Like you will think the linebacker has him dead to rights. And then like 6 seconds later, he's just like in the end zone celebrating. And you're like, I blacked out. What happened? It's incredible.
Someone's been getting their hand in the dirt.
No, it's just, I've either not played or swapped off Kenneth Walker in cash every week. Yeah. And it's going really well for like 2.5 quarters. And then Scott Hansen comes in and he's like, look what happened in Seattle. And Kenneth Walker is just sprinting away from everybody.
Everybody dressed like up that. Like for Halloween. Kenneth Walker, another touchdown.
The DJ Moore from last week, that was the
That was so tilting because obviously I had DJ Moore in cash. He has a catch to get the bonus, but the game probably ends and you're like, oh, beautiful. He's got 18, good enough to fade him in tournaments, but perfect for cash. Nope, 62-yard bomb, just jamming it in
bonus,
there.
Bonus, touchdown, yeah.
The most tilting thing about that was him taking his helmet off. I mean, just have
what a terrible person
from the game.
Yeah.
I mean, I tune into football to watch men act like mature individuals that rip their helmet off.
All right, in that game,
emotion.
In that game, Dante Foreman just went kind of nuts, right?
That was the most annoying thing. That was such the obvious stack that I missed was the Pitts with the Foreman and DJ.
I agree, it was really tilting.
It was the optimal
against Atlanta. This
was a bring back in the blended optimal. None of us played it.
Yeah. Guys, this is not a review show. This is a forward-thinking show. Right. First
unless we're
show.
Reviewing so, you forcing someone to take a selfie with you at Planet Fitness.
Force is such – it's coerced more like it. All right, so Austin Eckler this week, though, against Atlanta. If you're paying up for a guy, he's the one, right? Like, running back or receiver.
And I don't think his ownership – I don't think his ownership will get out of control either just because of there's not a ton of wide receiver value and all the best value plays are running backs.
So I saw TJ in chat in the Swolecast chat. I'm not sure if he's still lurking, but come Sunday, tell me this isn't him, Davis. I'm playing Austin. He's just going to be like Austin Eckler. I'm playing him no matter what.
Yeah, and I'll probably tail him because the last time that they all played Eckler and I didn't, I got spit roasted.
Yeah.
So I probably will just do it.
He'll just yeah.
Although I definitely am not gonna do that on Higbee. Like when Andrew Wiggins starts whispering sweet nothings in my ear about Tyler Higbee, I'm just gonna be like, no, completely disregard. Not doing it.
All right.
It's gonna be the best clip ever when you have Tyler Higbee in your cat game.
It just really made sense, you know.
He was in the blended optimal and I just capitulated.
Davis like he's capitulated for years. Like this is Davis's whole brand where he's high on someone or low on someone and then Sunday comes and
hey, it worked out this last week saying Josh Jacobs stinks. I've hated him for his entire career. Why would I play him now? It worked out.
It's a win-win so because you can just scapegoat the cabal if you lose.
Literally, because if you lose and you played the blended optimal, no one can fault your process. No one can be like, well, you had the wrong inputs. You know, it's just like, no, you just ran bad. But then when you hero call, you know, when you hero call Alvin Kamara or whatever, then you get to say, sometimes I just know better. Sometimes I know better.
Can I just say, I knew Kamara was going to absolutely go off as soon as Levitan tweeted that he wanted to fit Jacobs, but he landed on Kamara instead.
100%. Levitan was trying to play Lions defense in cash to get Jacobs over Kamara.
I did.
I believe you.
I played a same thing. To get King Henry, you had to play Lions defense. So no, when they get that first,
you say that like as if that was a universal decision point for cash.
Yes. Yes, no, you had to play the men defense. In order to get Derrick Henry's 200 yards, you have to sometimes risk it with the Lions defense. All right. Before we move on to receivers, here's my question. There are so many different running back options this week. Is it a 3 running back week, Davis?
I mean, probably not. No, like it actually probably makes it even better for wide receiver week. If a bunch of the field is going to be doing the third running back, like you just got to take your Tyquan Thorntons and your Garrett Wilsons and your Khalil Shakirs and hope to run good.
So you're saying maybe 3 running backs for cash and maybe 2 running backs for tournaments is what you're saying.
Is that what you're saying, Davis?
Pretty much that's how it always works.
Okay. Right? All right. Well, not always. I mean, someone shipped it last week with the 2 tight end build. Huh? All right. So let's move on to receiver.
Okay. Who's got the non-Amon-Ra St. Brown, non-Steph Diggs, non-Gabe Davis plays?
What's happening with Cooper Kupp this week?
Can you imagine being foiled into playing Allen Robinson because Cooper Kupp is out with an ankle injury? I also want to put this on the record.
I will 100% play A-Rob if Cooper Kupp is out this week.
I know you will, but I Van Jefferson actually ran a bunch of routes last week. He just didn't get targeted. Is he still the dead man?
3.5.
I'll probably go back to that.
This is gonna be terrible, right?
Yeah, it's gonna
is
be
the
so
actual
bad.
Likelihood.
They're gonna force it to Allen Robinson.
So do we just play Fournette in this game and hope it's a 14-0 game?
And how both teams have fallen. Like before the season, this would have been seen as like an amazing game.
I bet the look ahead line on this was like a 52-point total or something.
Oof.
Probably like 38 now.
Okay, I feel like we're not trending toward mega chalk at wide receiver this week.
Well, Tyreek and Jalen Waddle.
But
Tyreek is expensive though.
He's the same price he was last week.
And like Diggs and Jefferson are in good spots. I think that'll pull a little bit away.
I mean, there are a bunch of guys in the 6K range who seem really strong. I wonder if Boyd doesn't get owned because he was so bad on Thursday night. But I mean, his like I went through our projections. I didn't really change anything as a result of that performance. Godwin, 6,200. Tough to pay McLaurin at 5,900 when he could just get Curtis Samuel at any point. But if Jahan Dotson comes back at 4,100, I'm pretty interested to see what happens with him playing with Heinicke.
Do we think Dobbs gets steamed as everyone wants to pick on this Lions secondary at 5,300?
Yes. Who is Sauce? The
Sauce Gardner.
He's a corner. He's a corner.
Make sure you get the right Sauce though.
He's the Jets. He's a Jets cornerback, right? Sauce Gardner.
We lost a
You're
viewer
get some
last
tweets
time
at you from yeah. Gage or whatever the guy's name.
There was a big motocross fan who motocross, was very upset.
That was a couple weeks ago.
We didn't know the quarterback.
It was a couple weeks ago. All right.
I was ordering Postmates from somewhere the other day, and they had like a special Sauce Gardner item. I think.
Ooh.
Oh,
like
cool.
The Sauce Gardner sauce.
I'm kind of surprised Peter hasn't done a Danger Witch bit yet with the Russell Wilson sub. I feel like that should have happened by now.
I know.
That's a good point.
I don't have time to be funny anymore. Just grinding.
Yeah. Grinding.
How about if Keenan Allen doesn't play? Josh Palmer, 5,100. DeAndre Carter, 4,300. How chalky are those dudes going to get?
Yeah.
I think it'll just all flow to Eckler, though.
Keenan.
I don't think those guys will get.
Maybe Everett is the guy that gets No, because no one likes playing Palmer or Carter.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Palmer had like one good game last year, and Josh Norris spent his entire summer tweeting about him, and now he's like the most useless wide receiver in the NFL. Does nothing.
Yeah, I would think Eckler and then Everett get more of the ownership because tight end's pretty trash again.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no Tanner Hudson to save us this week.
So there are basically the two ways to build like a balanced, decent team. And then if you're playing Eckler or one of these high price receivers, you got to go with a cheapie. Like you got to punt somebody. I like the Thornton play as that third wide receiver. Any other? And
he'll be owned. Jefferson. Tycon will definitely be relatively chalky.
I mean, Terrace Marshall, 9 targets last week, 3,900. Mm. Mike Thomas ran all the routes last week, 3,700.
I could see some Zay Jones at 4.1.
Khalif Raymond has a 16% target share the last 3 weeks. They just lost TJ Hawkinson. Everyone kind of wants exposure to that game. Hunter Renfrow is 4,500. Rondale is 5,200. There are some guys.
Pete, channel your inner sports psychiatrist.
Love to.
You just got pretty much shut out last week.
Okay. Yeah, that sucks.
You thought that you were one of the best wide receivers in the game.
I'm just going to pretend like you're saying GPP players, and this will actually be really good method acting.
Yeah. And then you get traded.
Mm-hmm.
You're reunited with the guy who people just thought you would just go off. You didn't last week.
Mm.
You have another opportunity this week on the road against Jacksonville.
Mm.
What are you doing this week?
I'm looking at photos from my whitewater rafting trip with Derek Carr, remembering all the good times, how we almost died together, why I came here in the first place. Remember staring at Derek Carr's penis in the shower at Fresno State, bringing back great memories.
Yeah.
And now,
circumcised or not.
I just got recognized at the gym. He can't get canceled right after.
Well, you're asking me to really get inside the mind of Davante Adams here.
I know.
I'm sitting here. I'm looking around.
You're massaging.
I think I'm going to get it done. I got lost there. I disassociated for a second.
Right. So Davante Adams. No, we haven't mentioned his name once.
Yeah, I mean, we just mentioned him for about a minute and a half of a really good bit.
No, we didn't. We didn't mention his name. So, Davante Adams.
He's a very good play, Dave. A rare good take from you.
Yeah, it's a good take.
Yeah. It's a little play. It's a GPP bro play, and it is GPP Brovember, so.
What do you have? Do you have a pivot once Tua throws for like 900 yards and all the chalk? Like, what's do you have a pivot chalk name for November?
No, it's just GPP bro. No nut November.
Put your cash line up in a GPP and get first place November.
Yeah, and I did that bit for a week, and if I would have just done it for 2 weeks, then I would have shipped again. I mean, it's just
a cash lineup with Garrett Wilson in it. One last week. You love to see it.
One day you'll listen to me. All right.
All right. We got to do a FanDuel team, Dave. Pete has a heart out.
I do have a heart out. I haven't eaten yet.
Yeah. All right. I was surprised you didn't do it on the show.
I'm growing up, Dave. I Better Collective pays me well to do the show. I've been writing the Overzet overview. I haven't been eating.
Yeah.
Been giving out winners, dude. Just total shippers for the crew.
Winners, dude. Shipper.
All right. So let's move to FanDuel. And Davis, you can start us on FanDuel.
All right. I want Kyler Murray.
I love it.
I want Zach Ertz.
Oh, wow.
probably the guy who has been influenced the most by the return of DeAndre Hopkins. You got to jam him in, 6,600.
Have you heard of the flow chart?
Does that still exist? Do people still do that?
I thought the flow chart was Arizona against.
Yeah, I thought Arizona tied.
Arizona's the worst. Seattle's the second worst.
Okay, double tight end.
So it's just Noah Fant backers trading haymakers.
All right, Pete, you're up.
Well, I mean, if we're gonna do this, we gotta have a. Are we just playing Kenneth Walker on the bring back? Or are we gonna do?
No.
All right, let's do grown ass Metcalf.
DeKalen, yeah.
Okay, so we got DK.
Plug in Dolphins chalk defense for now.
Bro, playing defenses right. Against Justin Fields, he's ascending, bro.
I'm going to – man, Jonathan Taylor's only 6.8K on FanDuel.
Are you serious?
I'm still not going to play him.
Oh, my gosh.
I will redeposit since I lost all my money on FanDuel this week to play Jonathan Taylor at 6,800.
Holy crap.
that is what universe
low
for him.
What poor universe – Tuttle, do we live in? Well, Quintus Cephas is gaining on him fast, Dan. What world do we live in where FanDuel has better and more reactive salaries than DraftKings? I mean, it's really nuts.
What is JT on DK?
I don't know, but I just DK, know that Kenneth
80,
Kenneth yeah, Walker has been 6,200 for like a month.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Fair point.
All right, sir. Are we playing Jonathan Taylor then?
I can't
put out a global swap to the people when he doesn't right. play.
So I will go with Devin Singletary then.
Pete really has given up on the people on this show. He's just over it.
We're halfway through the season.
No, it is true. He's not really extending himself like he used to.
No, guys, the goal of this show is not only to be the only first look show in the industry, it's to give out set it and forget it lineups. No one wants to think about DFS. Yes. No one wants to do game theory and late swaps. They just want the goods right out of the gate. And that's what we're trying to do here.
All right. Davis, you're up.
I'm going to leave figuring out the wide receivers to someone or figuring out the running backs to someone else. And should we do a double stack? Should we play Rondale?
Sure.
He's cheap.
I know, but shouldn't we be playing?
We don't need to. We got enough salary. You can't afford it.
If we have enough salary, I'm going to pick Amon-Ra St. Brown then. I don't know if you guys have heard of him.
Seems like an okay guy.
Yeah.
Especially without Hockenson, am I right? Opens up all the targets. Okay. So we need a running back, wide receiver, and flex, Peter.
Yeah, let's put in Dobbs on the comeback.
Wow. We're getting after him this week. Double correlating. We need a jet in here now.
You know what I would like to do? I would like to swap the defense up to Tampa Bay and ride Fournette.
Ooh.
Let's do it. I like that. Nobody. Like, sometimes we say, like, no one's going to play that guy, but, like, literally no one is going to play Leonard Fournette this week. He might be 2% owned in some of these
That's
contests.
Your terrible take this week, Tuttle?
Yeah, I mean, it's better than what I had written down, so let's
oh,
go.
No, this let's salary... It's leaving a very
yeah. I know it leaves us
number.
A perfect number.
I mean, come on, Jonathan Taylor at 6,800, generational wealth awaits, boys. Let's do it.
Just give him,
Davis,
give him the give
are
him the
you
global.
Gonna, are you
going to
put out
like
the global late swap? If
I will. I here's the thing. You have to get in the ship chasing Discord. I will. You're in the Deposit Kingdom. I will at everyone.
I'll give you added privileges.
I will add everyone in with like the FanDuel NFL Swolecast tag, and we'll make the swap. The global late swap for a $6,800 flex
Davis.
Play. Sure, yeah. Gabe Davis or Chris Godwin. Reshi F. He knew the deal. Don't make me work for it. This is actually a good team. This is actually a team that could win.
That's not bad.
Dave, this is your chance. Last week I did it for you because you weren't here, but it's probably a good time to plug the RotoGrinders single entry series on FanDuel.
Yeah, please enter the RotoGrinders single entry series on FanDuel. it really is like people enter it even that are like not big fans of any sort of tout site. They just enter it because it's a good
because it's a contest
entry.
In the lobby.
Yeah.
Dave, I'm not breaking news. I'm not necessarily a huge fan of Hulu Plus live TV.
I'm just saying it's a good contest to enter regardless. But you should definitely enter it because, you know, it's an RG show and I'm a company man. Also, I am going to give a pick to the chat. I'm going to do a 2v2 so I don't have to universal late swap. I'm going to stick with the Dolphins defense, and that leaves a 7,900. So I need a 7,900 player from the chat, and that's going to be my 2v2, and let's see where it lands. I'm just doing that because I'm a man of the people, and if anything, this week just reminded me that, you know, this show is for them. It's not for us.
It's for the Chalky Jones. All right. Jones.
It's certainly not for us because Lord knows we wouldn't meet the four of us once a week on a Zoom call to talk about the slate on a Wednesday afternoon.
Someone said T. Higgins, but he's 1K over. All right. First 7,900 player or below. Let's see if someone can get it. And while we're thinking of it, Davis or Tuttle, can you give us your terrible take?
But I already said what it was. I'm confused. What's happening? Oh, you're letting the chat pick. Okay.
Yes, the chat's picking a 7,900 player for the flex.
Yeah, I'll go with Fournette as my terrible take.
You said it was better than the player you had written down.
Yeah,
so I want to know who.
That's
why
I'm going with Fournette.
No, let's hear. We want the after dark terrible take.
You basically get an extra play.
I had nothing good. I have nothing.
Did you have something written down, or did you?
I had. So if Lazard was out. And Watson cleared concussion protocols. It was going to be Christian Watson. The breakout is coming.
Okay.
I like it.
He does look like a grown man every time I see him. I don't understand.
He's an absolute freak. It's just been really terrible injury luck. And he was starting last game too. Like he was legit.
Yeah, he was. He got conked right away.
Okay. Final thoughts, Davis.
Skipping tight end. I mean, that's makes sense.
Brock Wright, James Mitchell. Don't play Tyler Higbee. I'm hoping
Kyle Pitts, right?
Kyle Pitts, good play. I'm hoping, much like my good friend Peter Overzet, that this is finally the end of getting beaten to death with 180% cumulative owned teams in tournaments, because I don't know if I can do another week of it. It's beginning to cost me my sanity.
I suggest winning a Rainmakers pack. That just kind of puts the GPP wins in your sails after a rough week.
How much were you able to sell that Mitch for?
No, I asked Lou Dog, who does some Rainmakers content over at Lucky Trader, and he like legit thought the EV of the pack or the total of it was, I think, like $13 in value based on my polls.
Thanks, nice. DraftKings. Thanks, John Robbins.
Yeah. Better than nothing. It's actually... John Robbins.
Yeah, how did we get that?
It's actually Jason Robbins.
Remember when I made everyone
John Robbins?
Remember when I made everyone a chat $20 by telling them about the free packs?
Yeah.
Good times. Good.
I did. John you Robbins. Got anything else like that, Davis?
Hey,
buddy, I'll add
fellas.
Fuck no. The dead fellows, DraftKings is doing something with this.
The zombies. They're zombies.
I actually almost bought an NFT last night, but I had to get Solana to do it. And I was like, no, too much work not doing it.
What were you buying?
Sometimes you just get a little degen itch. What was it? You just feel a little
was
itch.
It an art gobbler?
No. Something worth like, I think like 20 soul.
No. An art gobbler sounds very.
How did you even hear about this, Davis? What is it?
From my crypto Twitter list, I was just scrolling through stuff. You know, you get bored sometimes. You get that degen itch. You're just like, I miss minting dust. With
some say overlap season's pretty tough on people in the content space. Not for Davis.
I don't have any NBA responsibilities anymore.
Living the life.
All right.
You're getting soft, Davis. You need to invite Safadine Amos back on the take cast and get that Bitcoin maxi pumping.
He wouldn't do it now, I don't think. Or he'd just spend the whole time like proselytizing to me about eating steak and why vegetables are like fiat evil.
All right. Peter, final thoughts.
Just this is what I'll say. If you guys live in Tennessee and you go to one of the mini gyms that Dave is a member of, just give him his space. Like He's a human too. Like, I know larger. He seems larger than life on this show, but just give him his space. You know, he's just trying to live his life like the rest of us and, you know, try to get in his 20-minute workout using the machines at Planet Fitness before wandering over to the Dairy Queen. So just let him be.
I promise you, I will let you know when it gets old, me getting bombarded at public spaces. We are not even close to there yet.
Dave, did you make it in time to get the free pizza at Planet Fitness? Were you there for that?
The tweet was almost, I haven't experienced this much enjoyment since Free Pizza Tuesdays or whatever it was. So, but I did get a picture also because I knew that someone would ask for it. And so I had to get...
it's so sad though, you having to take the photo of your celebrity encounter or theirs, Dave.
I know, you nailed it. You nailed it. I was much more excited to see Woo Woo J Train than Woo Woo J Train.
I would have made Woo Woo take the photo just for the optics. Dave holding his own camera was just
I couldn't risk it. I couldn't risk any sort.
Couldn't risk this moment not being captured forever.
Right. So, all right, that'll do it. Special thanks to everyone who has liked and subscribed the show. Aaron Jones was that third flex player, so let's just go ahead and get it.
Aaron Jones has got to be the play of the year if AJ Dillon is unplayable. So
only the Swolecast has the stones to play AJ Dillon on DraftKings and Aaron Jones on FanDuel.
All right, so
no wonder they canceled our show.
4.61 subs for Swolecast. The road to 10K, it's got its ups and downs, but I feel like we're gonna get there eventually. Let's get to 4.7 this week. You know, it's just a steady, it's a climb. So with that being said, shout out to Sosa for producing the show. Shout out to everyone that listens live. Leave a comment afterwards, and we'll see you next week here on the Swolecast and RotoGrinders.com. Peace.